there's one outstanding thing that we should talk about. Well, two things. A quorum, I define a quorum as 7 people. The way I came up with that, I came up with 4 officers and 3 other people.
Full members.
What's that?
Full members.
Full members. So those are hams. Our current bylaws say 1/3 membership, which is crazy because we have 44 members. So that would mean for us to do anything, we need 14 people here or something like that, or
27.
One-third.
Oh, 1/3, yeah.
Yeah, so we need 15 people to do anything. Voting approval, right now I have a majority vote because I pulled that off of Robert's rules and just a normal. 2/3 vote if there are some other things. In some of the emails, there's some discussion, should a normal vote be 2/3 as opposed to a majority? So I left that highlighted as a discussion point. And then the only other thing that I have a question with that I did not cover in these. We have bills. We have a $75 a year insurance bill. Right now, if we don't get a quorum, we can't pay that bill. So I don't know how to handle that. I know other clubs, they have a board of directors, $200 that the board of directors can spend without getting club approval. I didn't know if there's, I'm concerned, like last time we had 5 people at the meeting. That meant if we would have had a bill due, I could not officially pay that bill because that was not voted upon by the membership to pay that bill. And that's one thing that I think is lacking in this that we probably should address before we officially approve these. And I thought of that.
I remember talking about that before.
Yeah.
We can just state,
we can vote and with the understanding that you'll make that change.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I would give you a $200 limit.
Works for me.
I mean, that would cover the insurance.
Yeah, the insurance is about $75. It's right. $58 a year, and then we had an addendum after getting our equipment reevaluated, is added 15, so that's about $75. But insurance, they may bump it up a little bit. So even if it's 100, that would probably.
Okay, I noticed you didn't put any amount in the bylaws for dues, and that's kind of nice because that way the bylaws don't have to be changed.
Exactly, they
can change
the dues. That's why I didn't do it.
What about this $200 limit? Should we actually put the dollar amount in, or should we say a dollar amount agreed to and voted on in a meeting, and then just that way?
As long as it's in the minute somewhere.
Yeah, because what does it take to change the bylaws? I think there's a clause that says to change these bylaws, you need...
Two-thirds.
Yeah. Well, then you get back to that problem.
And that's to make an amendment.
Yeah.
And that seemed to be standard everywhere else I looked. To change bylaws or add amendments is a 2/3 vote.
Yeah. So it's
three people couldn't do something. You know?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. But I wonder if there's a way to keep the dollar amount out,
but they can't because it's 2/3 of the 7.
Yeah.
So. So instead of 4 people, you need 5 people to vote.
On the associate membership thing. There were people who belonged to the Nittany Amateur Radio Club who went, a lot of them come through college and they go someplace else. Yeah. They still wanted to be a member, but all we ever did for them was send a newsletter or something,
Yeah.
And so that's that. But we didn't want to make it so everybody could choose to be an associate member.
Yeah,
right.
So if you had a ham license and you lived in Center County.
Yeah, Center County, you had to be a full.
You had to be a full member.
Yeah.
But we had... people who live in Huntington County, which is 6 miles from State College, they're in a different county. So we went back to later and changed it so that if you wanted to be a full member and you live someplace else, you can be. So it gives people a chance to.
I didn't realize, because I thought only Center County residents could be full members.
Well, anybody can be a full member that wishes to.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't put a county requirement because I know we have, lost his name in Reynoldsville.
Ed.
In Reynoldsville.
He's actually in Reynoldsville, so it'd be Clearfield County.
Is that really Clearfield?
Yeah, that should be still be Clearfield.
Yeah, well, just
I thought that was over.
Just past that creek is Clearfield County.
Yeah.
Yeah.